take it easy, don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
7:45 on your Wednesday morning. In just a little over an hour's time, you are being invited to attend a tree seedling giveaway in Victoria Park. It's to acknowledge Arbor Day. This is always very popular. It starts at 9 this morning. And so between 9 this morning and 1 this afternoon, 1,000 trees will be given away in Victoria Park. That is while supplies last. First come, first served. So a limit to one per person. The tree seedling being given away this year, Adam's Elderberry. We are keeping you updated this morning. 980 CJME's very latest in our special coverage of the devastating fires in northern Saskatchewan. The situation in LaRonge is getting scary, quite frankly, for a lot of people. A lot of people, of course, have already been forced out of that community. And now we're learning this morning the Rona store is gone there. Burned down. The iconic Robertson Trading Post is also destroyed by flames. Things are getting real. Structures continue to burn. We're talking about businesses. We're talking about homes. All told, Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency, in its most recent updates, which we carried live for you yesterday afternoon, they're talking like 400 buildings province-wide. We're talking homes, businesses, as you just heard, other structures. Denise Thompson lives in LaRonge with her husband. They lost their home to a wildfire in 1999. And now, again, this year. Thompson wasn't concerned about the fire at first.
It happened very, very quickly that that fire went into the airport and burnt that the tanker banks and then over into our subdivision and burnt four houses.
She says that when living in the boreal forest, you're always prepared for this kind of thing.
You have to be somewhat prepared that these things can happen and will happen, and they always will. You know, it's pretty uncanny that you lose two houses to forest fires, and especially when your husband's a water bomber pilot. It's almost comical.
Now, as we keep a close eye on LaRonge in that area, remember 7,500 people in about a 20-kilometer radius around LaRonge are forced out. Candle Lake is now declaring a local state of emergency. No mandatory evacuation is ordered there yet, but it could be coming. A massive Shoe Fire, which is about the size, a little bit bigger, in fact, than Prince Albert National Park. That fire is less than 14 kilometers away from the town. Right now, this morning, 23 wildfires are active in this province, 9 not contained. As you've been hearing, thousands out of their homes, 15,000 is what the premier says. Now, 9,000 have officially registered, but of course, a lot of people are in transit. They are possibly staying with family and friends short term. They won't be able to go home, so they might have to find somewhere longer term to stay. Around 700 wildfire evacuees are now here in Regina, staying in hotels and the U of R.
We welcome these folks with open arms. We, as a community, I think that's something that we just all need to rally around.
That is Fire Chief Lane Jackson here. Some good news, because there are a number of evacuees in Saskatoon as well. That city is, trying to lift the spirits of evacuees. It's Saskatoon Theater Group. Some Theater adding a special Riverside performance at one of their parks tonight, free of charge. So some good news coming out of this, trying to lift spirits in and obviously an incredibly difficult time for a lot of people. We just have some breaking news on the air this morning. Bank of Canada, we've been talking about this, the interest rate, the latest interest rate, the decision is in. It is unchanged at 2.75%. Economists had widely predicted this was going to be the case. We've had a number of cuts over the last year and a bit. And so down to 2.75%. So things are staying where they are. And of course, our newsroom is on top of this morning as well. 7:53, Canada is rallying around the Oilers. Game one of the Stanley Cup Final tonight in Edmonton. The Oilers take on the Florida Panthers, a redo of last season. No doubt Edmonton will want to try to wash last year's sour taste out of their mouths. Of course, Edmonton head coach Chris Knobloch is from right here in Saskatchewan, from Imperial. We talked to his dad, Bob.
All very proud.
Yeah, the watching the games isn't easy.
Game day starts for me, and I'm almost as nervous when I played hockey. I'm just on pins and needles.
Yeah, but he doesn't think there are as many nerves for his son.
Well, he's pretty calm. You know, he said he gets worked up before the game, but once the puck's dropped, he's totally focused. Nothing really seems to rattle him.
Now, Bob adds, it's been amazing seeing the community rally around Chris. He says even people who don't watch hockey are on the bandwagon now.
I've had so many people come up and say, you know, we've never watched hockey in our life, and now we never miss a game. But the community got behind the Oilers 100%.
Imperial says it's planning to have watch parties for all the games starting tonight. They've also raised Oilers flags at City Hall to cheer on Chris. Now, the Green Zone, they just talked to Jack Michaels, who's the voice of the Oilers on Sportsnet. He talked about how Coach Knobloch was the right person to steer this team. But ultimately, Michael says the game, of course, is won on the ice.
This is not about who's going to out-coach the other. Paul Maurice is a tremendous coach. And I think Chris Knobloch fits the bill. I think Jim Hiller of the LA Kings might have thrown the Oilers a lifeline in round one. But most times, this is a player's game. The margins are exceedingly thin. And I honestly think it's whose best guys and whose depth guys will be just a little bit better that decides this series. Because, again, we're dealing with two major heavyweights. This is not a Stanley Cup where the finalist or one of them is a bit of a fluke. There's no, 2002 Panthers in the mix. This is not the 03 Mighty Ducks. I'm not trying to slam those teams, but I'm just saying, we've got two really good hockey clubs that, I expect even if the series doesn't go seven, I think the games will be highly competitive and largely devoid of a blowout situation.
I just can't see Connor McDavid losing again after what happened last year, being down 3-0 and then coming back and being oh so close. I don't think he's losing this year. A15 on your Wednesday morning. Breaking news from the Bank of Canada this morning. It has its latest interest rate decision out, and the key rate stays the same, 2.75%, which means it does not get any more expensive to borrow for the time being. The new decision for the Bank of Canada just not long ago this morning. Well, we've had smoke, we've had haze, we continue to see it, and we have questions about it. So we're hearing from family physician Dr. Carla Holinati. The smoke has died down a little bit at least, but we're not done with it yet just because you can't see the ash or particles. It doesn't mean it's not there, right, doctor?
So wildfire smoke itself is a mix of gases, particles, and water vapor in the air that has a whole bunch of different chemicals in it. But it's actually the fine particles that we think probably is the main health risk from wildfire smoke that you're breathing into your lungs and getting deposited into that system that can cause the problem.
Do you ever have patients who come in and suggest they've never had breathing problems until this recurring wildfire smoke?
Yeah, and we're seeing that more and more often as we see smoke be present. Some mild symptoms that people often complain of are things like maybe a little bit of a cough, they're feeling like they've got way more mucus or phlegm than usual, maybe they've got sore, burny eyes or nose or throat or a headache. But then we do also see people who get much more sick than that. So sometimes people start having a more significant cough, or they start to wheeze, or they get a bad asthma attack, or they're feeling shortness of breath. And those are the people that we worry much more about and maybe have to do some sort of intervention.
What about long-term effects? Any worry there?
Probably. wildly, but the danger is that we don't really know very well, and that leaves us in a bit of a gray zone. So there's not a lot of studies on this in regular everyday people. We have some data on sort of chronic exposure to fire smoke in people like firefighters, but then it's hard to try and figure out how to generalize that into the everyday person.
Environment Canada gives us the heads up each day regarding the air quality. Right now in Regina, it is at a 3 this morning, or in other words, low risk. Are there any precautions that you can take if you need to go outside for an extended period of time?
Yeah, absolutely. So when the air quality is that bad, that 10 plus, there's actually pretty strong recommendations that people should be considering canceling or rescheduling things that are outside. Now, other things that you can do in your personal life is you can try and protect your indoor air from that smoke getting in. And that would be things like keeping your windows or doors closed as much as possible. But when we also have extreme heat in our environment, we always tell people prioritize keeping cool because that's the more immediate danger. We would also suggest to people doing things like using a good quality air filter in your ventilation system or a portable air purifier or air cleaner in your indoor rooms, and doing things like limiting the use of exhaust fans, like your bathroom fans, that bring outdoor air into the indoor air.
And doctor, there are a lot of parents with kids in outdoor sports, other activities. Of course, we need to be mindful of that.
Yes, and I would think most, you know, organizations probably have a set of guidelines that they're following in terms of what the air quality is and how they restrict things. So if it's an outdoor sports organization like soccer, they should have their own internal policies. If the air quality is sort of that 4 to 6 zone, we would say you should probably be watching pretty carefully and maybe spending less time outside or doing less intense activity. When you're hitting sort of 7 and higher, then we say, you know, probably you shouldn't be participating in strenuous activity outside. And then, like I said before, if it's that 10 plus, consider not doing those activities. And you have to consider your own kid. If your kid is a kid who has asthma, particularly if they've got severe asthma, and you know the activity is going to involve outside time at 10 plus, maybe that's a day that you have to make the decision that you're going to keep them home in a safer indoor air environment.
Dr. Carla Holinati this morning, family physician, talking about the impact smoke and haze can have on us. Hey, don't forget, in a little over an hour's time at 9 this morning, we're giving away tree seedlings in Victoria Park. It runs from 9 this morning until 1 this afternoon. 1,000 trees will be given away there. The tree seedling given away this year is the Adams Elderberry. And the city says this is always a very, very busy event. Seedlings will be limited to one person. One per person, that is, given away on a first-come, first-served basis. So again, at 9 o'clock this morning in Victoria Park, 1,000 tree seedlings they need to give away. Well, we are rallying around the Oilers, are we not? Tonight, Stanley Cup Final game number one. It seems like we've been waiting for a long time, and I guess in reality we have. Murray Wood's commentary this morning touches a little bit on that about how we don't want to wait any longer. Here we are in June. But nevertheless, Oilers fans, I think, and for a lot of Canadian fans, they would wait to see a Canadian team once again hoist the Stanley Cup. Florida Panthers, though, it's going to be a tight series from all accounts. And I mean, you look at last year's final, the teams aren't exactly the same, but it is a great story. This time, and I haven't heard much of this yet, Edmonton has home ice advantage. Games 1 and 2 start in Edmonton. If there is a game 7 this year, it will be in Alberta's capital. And what a story that would be this year for Edmonton to do it, of course, just like us, maybe to a just slightly smaller extent. Wildfires in northern Alberta. Northern Alberta is oil country. I lived there for a little bit, and people love the Oilers there. You might love them here. They love them there. And what an uplifting story that would be when you have thousands of people out of their home in northern Alberta. So it's a rallying cry, I think, here in the West. Certainly it would be nice to see them win. And, of course, Edmonton has got the Saskatchewan connection. Chris Knobloch is right here for from Imperial. We talked to his dad, Bob.
All very proud.
Yeah, the watching the games isn't easy for him.
Game day starts for me, and I'm almost as nervous when I played hockey. I'm just on pins and needles.
He doesn't think there are as many nerves for his son.
Well, he's pretty calm. He said he gets worked up before the game, but once the puck's dropped, he's totally focused. Nothing really seems to rattle him.
Imperial says it is planning to have watch parties for all the games starting tonight. They've also raised Oilers flags at City Hall to cheer on Chris. Ah, we're hoping. Connor McDavid, I don't know if he can lose again. I don't think that he is capable of losing again. I think he's ascended to a higher level now, and I think the only way he stops is by getting the Stanley Cup. Game one tonight in Edmonton, and if you want to go, if you're like, should I go? Should I go to Edmonton? Just to let you know some of the prices, I don't think these are going to shock you. The cheapest individual seat for tonight, around $1,000. Some of the resellers are asking closer to 10 grand. Of course, that would depend on where you sit. And I would imagine that the resellers, are only going to go up. They're only going to keep going up the deeper that we get into this series. CJME News Time is now 8:27.